political actors and members of the civil society in Ituri province and North Kivu province, and also those at the national level of DRC, are participating in this conference in which the government of DRC will have to take a decision to maintain or to lift the state of siege in these two provinces of Eastern Congo. The goal is to push the government to take this decision because of how the Congolese people in these two provinces are thinking about the state of siege. Since the establishment of the state of siege, which was on the goal of making end to insecurity, wars, and armed groups, nothing had been changed. The situation is becoming more and more worse. In North Kivu, for example, there was few rebel groups before the state of siege than today. For example, M23, which is the most active armed group who is involved in the east of DRC. But before the state of siege, there was not M23.
What do the people of Eastern DR Congo think of this state of siege, as you call it, or the state of emergency in the area?
People in North Kivu and Ituri are not anymore trusting on the governor and their teams during this state of siege. The result is not what people expected. When the state of siege was established, everybody in North Kivu and Ituri or in the Eastern Congo thought that this decision is to make end automatically on the situation which people are passing in Eastern Congo. But now, as the result is not what expected, no one is trusting or believing in the state of siege anymore. So this is the point of view of many people who are from Goma, from Masisi, Ruchuru, even in Ituri. And here we are seeing them voting or proposing the lift of this state of siege. The meeting is still ongoing, but on my view, I think the state of siege won't be maintained, as many people are those who are against it.
How does this state of siege or emergency factor in with the impending withdrawal of UN peacekeepers in DR Congo?
I don't think the departure of MONUSCO will change something on the Congolese view, because people in Eastern Congo are not trusting anymore to MONUSCO. They are in Congo since 20 years old now, but nothing changed. People are still killing. Many armed groups operate in the zone with the security of MONUSCO or with MONUSCO installations and camps. But at another point, we know that MONUSCO is supporting FARDC on logistic way and other information or intelligence's way, or many things MONUSCO is helping FARDC. So if they leave the country, at that point FARDC will lose one of a big supporter. But the problem is, everybody think that MONUSCO is doing nothing, they have to leave. And I don't think it's easy to them to stay in a country where they lost the trust of all the people.